I was reading something about your city recently. I'm sure you remember about 5 years ago, there was that woman in D.C. who disappeared, Chandra Levy. I'm sure you guys remember that. I don't know if you know this, but when they couldn't find her for the longest time, the FBI went on her computer. And it turns out the last website she ever visited in her entire life was an online map of the park where her body was eventually found. That is true. I just hope if I ever disappear, people don't look for me based on the last websites I visited. It'd make for a really awkward press conference. Officer, do you have any leads in the Finnegan case?
Well, based on his computer entries, we believe he was abducted by sorority sluts. Possibly the victim of a fatal penis enlargement scam gone awry. He was Irish, after all. We'd like to bring in Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee for questioning.
Remember like 10 years ago when the internet had all this potential? It's gonna make us smarter, make us a better culture. All that's gone. You can do anything online. You'll get porno, spam email. Buy opera tickets. Next day, click here for Pavarotti gangbang photos. Which are not bad, right, buddy? And they got this whole thing with the three tenors. It's very tasteful. And I don't blame women for being offended. It's disgusting. Internet porn is disgusting. Because listen, I'm a relatively sensitive guy. I'm progressive. I'm like liberal. But I like to look at boobies occasionally. I'm going to admit that to you. But there's this real sort of jock asshole vibe to most porn. Like they're trying to high-five you through the screen. That I don't particularly like. And there's always some sort of funny play on words like, welcome to slutschool.net, where every girl graduates magnum cum laude. And there's always like the words, like the name of the school is like one of the letters is shaped like a penis, or maybe the whole thing's in some sort of jizz font. It's not graceful. The jizz font. That's two font jokes in one set. I've reached my quota. I did it! I'm just saying I don't blame you. I don't understand the idea of funny porn. I don't. Because I've never been sitting home by myself looking at porn like thinking, oh, that is hilarious. That is funny. And I realize I'm kind of bragging with my hand all the way out here. That's probably, it's a bold statement right there. This show really went down the shitter, didn't it? This is really lowbrow. What's it talking about? But I just think with the internet, we're entering a dangerous territory. It's gonna get to the point where we're gonna get rid of computer jargon, like megabytes, RAM, stuff like that. They're gonna start rating computers tits per minute. It's only a matter of time. You're gonna walk into Circuit City one day, and you're gonna say, excuse me, sir, how fast is this computer right here? Oh, that's one of our best models. It runs at 1,500 tits per minute. Wow. 1,500 TPMs? I can't believe it. But wait a second, how much memory does it have? An entire gigasnatch, which is a lot. That is a lot of memory. Incidentally, gigasnatch was the name of my band in college. You should know that. That's another thing I'm reading, Tommy Lee's autobiography. Do you know who he is, Tommy Lee? Heavy metal drummer, notably large, long celebrity Tommy Lee. For those of you who have not read his autobiography, and I'm sure there are a few of you, there's a section in it where he says that he is not a fan of threesomes. Not even that, he says he's bored of them. That's right, rocker Tommy Lee, bored of threesomes. No, Tommy, go fuck yourself. How dare you? There should be a special ring of hell for any man with the audacity to be bored of threesomes. Like, I just want to slap him. Hey, Tommy, why don't you try a couple years of onesomes and then we'll chat about how boring threesomes are. Like, what could your complaint possibly be? Oh, I don't like threesomes. There's too much pussy. It's all over. Oh, I lost my watch. It's terrible. I loved watching you just figure out what the hell that meant. He lost his watch. What the? Oh, my God. Not my proudest moment, that joke. I'll admit it.